I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB News, the Georgia Supreme Court is upholding a Sandy Springs ordinance that bans the sale of alcohol at strip clubs. The owner of the Coronet Club on Roswell Road argued that preventing his establishment from selling alcohol infringed on his First Amendment rights. In a unanimous decision, the court determined that the circumstances around nude dancing can be regulated, even if the dancing itself is protected. However, in a concurring opinion, three justices questioned if the court should assume that the Georgia Constitution protects nude dancing. Small business owners impacted by Hurricane Irma have less than a month left to apply for government loans. GPB's Cindy Hill has more.
Businesses and nonprofits in 108 Georgia counties can apply for loans up to $2 million to cover losses from last September's hurricane. That includes physical damage and lost business. It's part of the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Program. However, the low-interest loans do not cover agriculture losses by farmers and ranchers. Businesses must apply by July 13th to be eligible for the program. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.
There's a new roadmap for researchers in Georgia highlighting questions on how climate change will affect the state and how to respond. But as GPB's Emily Jones reports, it's not just for scientists.
The Georgia Climate Research Roadmap is a list of 40 climate change questions that scientists don't know enough about, like how climate change will impact food security in the state. Unlike most scientific papers, it's available to the public. UGA professor Patricia Yeager says the list is broken down so people can find what's most important to them.
So if you're interested in agriculture, for example, you can go to the agriculture subgroup of questions, which is only five. And see what are the main issues for agriculture.
The questions look at both the impact of climate change and ways Georgia can adapt, because Yeager says we're already seeing the effects of climate change, like unseasonably warm weather followed by cold snaps that kill crops. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.